This is a Vuma 103 podcast.
The Forum. Does love, utando, permeate, go through, ingene, igcwalise that childhood wounds that we all carry with us. And Ndabe was quick to answer that question with a big resounding no. But now we're going to try and see exactly how we can find love after we've healed our own childhood wounds. Mm. So where we had left it, Buntabe, thank you for your patience. Welcome back. Where we had left it was with a voice note from Anonymous, Ubuti. And it's important for me to say Ubuti because he was talking about how do you deal with the childhood wound that is caused by a father, okhona ngomzimba or okhona somewhere, but I presence yakhe as umntwana kaizwang, I didn't feel that connection no babu wakhe. Even to this day, ubabu khona, but leyo connection akazibe khona. As a man himself now, how does he begin to heal? And you had said, forgive yourself. And khona nomunye umlaleli who stepped in and he wanted to back you up on that. But I think I'll play this voice note so that you can complete the entire response.
Morning, Vanessa. No baba is studio. I'm so happy to babu shole and tebengzeish. The first step is to forgive yourself, because you will never know what drove him into neglecting you as a child. You know, we grow up in different situations, I always say, but it is your choice, Uguti. Do you embrace the pain that you grow under, or you change it into something that will be memorial? Like, for instance, bad to me. Then when I grow up, things will feel sorry for the rest of my life, such that it's all in growing and creating a better life from the mistake or from the mistake yomunye umuntu. It's saying it's a fool learns into his or her mistake, but the wisest person learns from other people's mistake. We grow, we change, we become a better people, or we become a better nation through learning on other people's mistake.
Ngizoy babalapo, what response do you have in totality to the young man, but also what was said in this voice note?
The young man is absolutely correct, but I'd like to reawaken his consciousness to something that maybe he's not aware of. The danger of numbing the pain by correcting the behavior will backfire badly on the later scale. You need to go deep into the past space, past PUS, and dig that space. Now, the most people, I'm honest with us, I'm going to use a bit of a hard word, but I'm delusional, but I'm saying I cancel. Behavior is an echo of the pain that is boiling within the side of yourself. And the nature of people that is attracting, that drawn to him by his disorder. That is normal. So this this continuous pain recycling, ihamba igcine isitheleleke emzimbeni wakho, bese uqala ukupresenta with some type of minor ailments in somasichilo, headaches and stuff. Kodwa uhluleke wena ukurelate ukuthi yileya pain owayinambayo. And there's another trauma, Vanessa. You can't numb one emotion amanyanga numbeki. Once you numb one emotion, the rest of them are going to be numbed. So you can't cheat your emotions. You need to put your foot out there. Life provides us suffering. Unfortunately, healing requires help. I can't be in the foot. Life provides us suffering. It's so sad and so tedious that healing requires that you umegin ngomnyango, uvale and go and look for help, but find professional help. Uzosizakala and put your foot forward. Kancane kancane. And remember, the journey of healing is very painful. It's very pernicious. And stop telling people that you are going through healing or you are seeing Ndabe. Shut up and do it personally. Shut up and do it personally.
One thing I'd like to ask based on what the voice note has just said was that he said early on in the voice note, Guti, maybe that gentleman needs to think about or take into consideration what the father might have also gone through for him to be you know, that the way that he
very
presents.
Very important and pertinent.
I don't think that's fair. That's my
Why should we take responsibility for our father's frailties? Fathers understand, but we should not take responsibility for that. But abantu ngiphathela abemsebethathi responsibility for that. It was the era and time. Your era and time in the present moment is not predetermined by your mother's.
The reason I say that is because there's nobody here feeling sorry for me and thinking about how I must feel because of what happened. You're on your own.
Also, forget about work. The most important thing: ask for what you are willing to give. I'm going to say I'm confronted, a positive confrontation. Ask for what you are willing to give. Any interest about complicated is that take care of unfinished emotional issues and business between the two of you. Uma ke kushanga elixithimia engakhulumi miya ke frozen, the consciousness is working, it will deal with him at least when you have had your pain and it's not going to come back to you. Go and start the process of self-forgiveness, self-talk, and find ways of healing up until you come into contact with your masculinity momentum with this. And choose sacred masculinity as opposed to toxic masculinity.
Yeah, all your feelings are valid is what I really want to get out there. Because, when you start saying, think about other people, why they might have done, then it invalidates for me in some small way what my experience of it is. So I just wanted to say that. Separate to Ndabe. This is not Ndabe now. One coming through from Anonymous. Uthi, hi, ngizwana ne divorce. Inkinga anayo. Unokuthula okusabisayo siyaxoxa deep naye kudlule isikhathi abe athule ngizame ngakho konke ukumsiza but sometimes he remains quiet angisazi kumele ngenzeni.
Remember, this is a divorcee. Ngesikhathi quiet, he is ruminating and cogitating over the past woundedness that he suffered under the loving arms of his wife. I can tell you now, bluntly, Van.
That is very blunt.
Agakaze ahile loput. What he has done, he has tossed himself into a new relationship. The best that he could do, ukuthatha lo mama omusha, bahambe bobabili, bayofuna iclosure kababa, amphelezele, kuze bazothola iclosure for his relationship. Assess whether he still wants his ex back or whether he has healed from his wound. But there's something that is very evil that men do. They'll move on to a new relationship and he still has hang up on Oscar's work. Ebe amgila, Vanessa. Let's underline. Ebe amgila. Ebe amgila. Azasho kwa ina pashmuga. Ati hasbam yes. Content agai. Unkosas mwang gila. Kwa tenja gazi. Kwa nukumfuna pek.
Tanto ba nwa kilo mwenye lafe. Nga ntutu kukai ukilo.
No. Amato tamani kpada. Ave tatu uta kilega. The biggest cliche. My wife or my girlfriend cheated. Ebe akilwa sithiwa kiyasivume ukuthi wakileka yabo. But the question is, wena ngaphakathi ugileka akwenza kuwena kuhleli isilonda noma usudlulile kona yini. And stop lying to yourself if you have healed. Yeah, confront the truth and the pain.
This is a sidebar, like a 3-second answer, Ndabe. What is it? Because I see this. I've never been married, so it's not about me. But men who have been married or are married or have been married, they do all sorts of things outside of the marriage. And the moment the lady steps out, it's like, what is that about? Just, it's very sidebar.
Entitlement.
Okay. Yeah. Asked and answered. Let's move on to the next voice note.
Hi, Vanessa. Nino, Ndabe lapho. Ngisacela ukubuza ukuthi enene angikwazi ukumove on ngendlela engahetheka ngayo kwi-relationship yami nobaba mntanami ngoba angazi ukuthi kwenzakalani kodwa sa-end up asihlukene. Manje angazi ukuthi ngathola kanjani ukuthi ngifuna le nto ekuthiwa i-closure. Angazi ngoba each and every time ngithola umuntu ngizama ukuthi ngimkhomperishe nalo ubaba umntwana. Manje yo le nto iyingilimaza kakhulu. Njengamanje nje anginayo umuntu engithandana naye ngoba ngiyabakhomperisha. Ngiyabonga.
She's in a much better position
than who?
Anginaye Hey, what an opportunity.
Yeah.
See,
okay.
Don't throw that opportunity and recognize that there's no timetable for moving on. Now, Nifuni timetable for moving on. There is no timetable for moving on.
Is the barrier to her closure and her moving on the fact that there is still a childhood wound that might have showed itself in her previous relationship?
Yes.
That has not healed, and that's why she relates maybe to this baby father. Actually, it's actually something else that has gone on.
Attachment.
Okay.
Which is why, Sis Vanessa, it's very important that she gives herself permission to feel sad. Stand with your pain.
How do you stand with your pain? I love it when people say that.
Yeah, remain with your pain. Forgive your ex for having dumped you. Forgive your ex for having dumped you. And it also kumbula something.
Johnny.
Also kumbula something. Maybe he did not think he deserved you.
When we clearly we dream, I like that idea a lot better than standing in your pain.
Maybe because he didn't feel he deserved you. Yeah. And when you are busy wanting something that is not deserved of your status, of your loving capabilities, of your strength, you know, and exotically seek help. And my dear, keep it professional, Sissy. Seek help so that you can, and let go of what was and embrace the possibility of a new one. Do self-talk. Talk to yourself. Yeah. So the consciousness can be activated.
A bit nice to yourself as well.
Light dinners, love yourself. Feel it in your body. That,
validate, and for yourself.
For yourself. I know you mean.
No self.
Validate your sensitivity. Yes. Yeah. Validate your sensitivity.
Moving on from the question that was here, something that I read recently in Ndabe about, especially if somebody, that's why I'm saying moving on, because I has a relationship, this is a separate question. If you have dated a narcissist or a psychopath at some point as a woman or a man, if you allow them, right? Hey. So what I read, which was that there's a part of your brain, it expands, and then it literally crashes and shrinks at that time. And you're actually, after doing that a few times, you're actually the time or whatever happens first, you actually have like a chemical imbalance that is actually going to show itself up as depression. It's actually a brain thing that happens.
It is a brain thing.
So I'm saying if it's something that you're going through, don't think maybe it's just a breakup and you don't understand. You actually, your brain has gone through a trauma.
If only under psychiatry.
Yeah. It's hectic. I read that.
Expand. That is why umuntu kumbula the time gets this in your shoulder. Gets me na you can heal from a Machiavellian, I tell you. You can heal from a psychopath.
You can't heal from it. Didn't you
but
say?
You can't heal from a narcissist.
Yeah.
Gobi narcissist is a ghoster. Is a breadcrumb, two things. Is a ghostic breadcrumb.
Igloof bomb as well.
Yeah,
because I was quite taken aback because I'm like, yo, people think they're just getting over just a relationship, but your brain has been doing exercises it's not supposed to be doing. No wonder you might need some time.
And soon
so give yourself time.
Did you know with the rapper who just spends the sun, the moment? Two page letter, left, you need to activate the angondo. Distortions. Once you have a distortion through writing down, uba ne perspective edge after that. Ngoba umisang enyawo, ebe se funda ingwa tiyak. She'll be shocked what she'll be reading in her book.
We've got two voice notes, so then we have to figure out a way which, okay, so if we cannot expect and believe anymore that love will be the way that we heal, we need to find out how it is that we may begin that journey. Let me start with this voice note, Ndabe, just some examples, and then we'll get to that in a bit.
One of my sisters ubesendile a boyfriend yakhe. Iyamxhomela. Ithi yabo mina ngeentombi zami ezinhle edlula wena. Uyini wena kumina? Hayi, ngihlulekile-ke cause mina usisi wami ukuthi ungale kwamasho mina ngingala eduze kwayisoka lakhe. Mina-ke nje angikwazi-ke nje ukuyibamba. Imento engayitshela ngqo ngazi yazi ukuthi kuthini ngoba ufelo onyoka unyoka akazange akutshele, azange akuyale. Waba umfana kama wayeka ukuba indoda. Ukuba indoda ngaba ukhuluma nje ngoba ukhuluma kanje. Wena ushaya i-depression nje, une-stress nje wena. I-stress sokuthi awuzange ukwazi ukukhuluma kahle, awuzange ukuthola uthando, awuyazi into ekuthiwa intombi, ngoba uma wakho ayikhontrola ethi don't do this, do that. Na intombi wena efanele wena. Akuyona intombi le. Ngathi kuba umfana ngabe ukwazi ukuyicontrol. So ile nto le into eyenzakalayo vele vele.
Ngizobamba lapho, lots happening on that one. We do apologize for that language, but it was context related. Ndabe? Anger, which is why we allow that to play.
Usisi uqale on a very tone, healthy tone.
Even keel.
Yeah. Then uthe esuka wa escalator and evidence of the boiling anger within her. I'm going to plead with her ukuthi abe sensitive to herself. She must go and research about her own love for the self. Because kumina, I'm reading a family drama. Yakubo no dadewabo. As for the young man, that young man has got no respect for himself. He undermines himself. I've never seen a person owazukusuka kubo mhlawumbe a drive ipola zafika ka girlfriend yakhe afike lapha azihlambalaze azishubuze bakhe akhulume nge relationship ebad because that boy ubreak ezandleni zikama wakhe. If she had a real mother, umwakhe bengeka mthume ukuthi ahambe ayo undermine omnyimo umuntu wesifazane because
imagine.
Yes, I don't think she's got the respect for his own mom.
Anyway.
Yeah. And he's a philanderer for crying out loud. He Gumina that's total broken. Yeah.
Signs and symptoms, no?
A philanderer by the way, Mbalele umuntu uhambe papabala nje. Umuntu osithisa uhambe papabala uhambe lala. We call them philanderer.
You're getting
free.
You're getting hands. And I say hands, they're doing this. You're getting hands. That's what you're getting. Bundabe. All right, let's take another voice note.
Sister Nessa, Bulisa Nobode Studio. And angi sabuyelana si right kodwa ngihlezi ngizibuzo ukuthi ngabe ngenze isinqumo esikahle angazi. So ngicela ukubuza lapha kuphuthi.
Vanessa, recycling an ex can be complicated. Wahanjiswa yini eqaleni? It's because wengakuvela wisha. Yini manje ufunde phi ukuvela wisha?
Here's one thing I want to ask there, exactly there. Ukuthi manje njobe ngakuvela wisha njobe hamba. Mawson Tata back, does that lessen his opinion of you? Why would you take back somebody
a holiday role. What is holiday role? You born in Matuchola. Besende ahlukana kanti used to have these sound holidays. The mind goes back to replay the holidays to you. Bese kuba loneliness and neediness. If you say a song solvele leopathy yakhe, loneliness and neediness. Nokuthi ubhuti sikiye kumina ukuthi did not see her worthy. Wahamba waya kumnye umuntu. Yini lembuyisile? Angisabe ngathi ubhuti uzomenza ilokuza i-bus stop again. And if she could find somebody that ubhuti regards as better than usisi, likely to say uzohamba kwesithathu.
But usisi must do what now? She says they are happy right now.
Enjoy the ride, sis.
Ndabe Myeza, in wrapping up the topic yet, Yana Mhlanje, healing. The love will not permeate our wound.
It won't, Vanessa.
We've talked about many things today, and some people saying, thank you, Ndabe. I'm not going back to my ex. I'm not recycling this time. I'm going to take the time to heal. So what must we do in this nice space that we're going to try and create for ourselves?
Briefly, Vanessa, the emotional wounds and negative patterns of childhood often manifest as mental health issues, emotional trauma, and unexplained recurrent pain up to our adulthood. And yes, what I normally say to people, ground it. Immense pain. Whoa, let's talk.
Do we get carried away?
Yes.
Literally carried away.
Oh, yes. Dramatically, who will numb the pain for 22 years? Even in manifestation of 41. Oh, im undermine pam gomant im undermine, sending an 22. I'm not deviating because of time. Genguiti mina, mienwake cheatile, don't divorce them. Goba coniscati la I penia caning a zang and tin and a babin.
What am I supposed to do with him?
Keep him for burial purposes.
Should I take out a policy?
Yes.
What?
Ground him. Ground the pain. Recall it, Vanessa, recall it. Recall it. And that's the most difficult and painful process. Recall it.
I'm shaking my head. Continue.
Vanessa, this is childhood pain. Recall it. When you recall it, then steadily with your own hands and brain and mind, ubukame steadily, ubukame up until you lose your breath. That is the process of self-talking. No TV, no phone, no boyfriend, nobody around you. Keep away from social networks whilst you're doing that process. And don't have to tell me, hey, I'm going to Jehovah. I'm going to these days in I'm going to I'm going to support you. Because I'm going to lose. So I want to lose the impact I support you. At the time, oh, actually, like, now in gas, I'm gonna be funny not. Already you're sabotaged. So, what I'm saying is keep it so secret and so private. Then you can start finding help. Usu light, the choice of healthy, and find the relevant people that can be able to take you through the steps of healing. Independent healing, how to deal with childhood emotional pain and trauma, how to forgive yourself, and how to go back to people that hurt you to go and bring in closure and resolve the issues.
You've got high ambitions for us, Bundabe. Can we start Lagwe Foundation?
It's inner self-awareness. Change the diet, repaint your bedroom. According to repaint your bedroom. Make it white. Mm-hmm. It's going to change in your brain because it's going to bring in hope.
Now the good boys here, which means I got to go. Siyabonga Ndabe, spell the number.
07666-33954. Angiphinde, mlaleli wevuma 103 FM. 07666-33954. Siyaphuma ke I crush your gogo.
Till noon with Vanessa Marawa, Monday to Friday at 9 a.m. till 12 p.m.